Is this heaven?
No, it's a podcast. Welcome to the Field of Geeks podcast.
Welcome to episode 99 of the Field of Geeks podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Steve.
I'm Mitch.
And I'm Joey.
Full house. Fuller house.
Oh yeah, you got it, dude.
We're back. This is awesome. We had a great pre-show that we didn't record because my stupid computer wouldn't boot up.
Upgrade.
It's for premium members only.
Really? That's news to me.
Send us money and you'll get the recording. Yeah.
Subscribe to my premium
channel. Get the recording sometime. It'll be a surprise.
Right.
Surprise recording.
Joey set it up.
Hold your breath and wait.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I went to a shout out to Half Price Bookstores. I was getting rid of some college books, you know, from early 2000s. I called them up.
Is this your stand-up routine?
Why don't you
or something?
Just donate plasma if you need money that bad?
I don't need it. I needed it out of my house.
Gotcha. Does your history book so stop like, at you know the what? Cold War?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah, it's like Windows Office 203 or whatever. I don't know.
Open Windows 95. Press the start menu.
That's how I learned. Anyway, I was like, okay, get this
CD-ROMs are the future.
Right.
I got these digital discs coming. So I called Half Price Bookstore, and I was like, you guys take, like, any books? Like, I just wanted them out of here. I didn't care about the money. I wasn't greedy. I didn't care about money. I said, no, we'll make you an offer. Wait for, like, 20 minutes. So I brought them in, and I'm, like, looking at the books on the shelf. I'm like, oh, these are pretty priced. You know, I might get some money. I don't know. We'll see. And she was, like, straight-faced, walked back. We will give you a dollar. And I was like,
how many
okay,
books?
Okay, I'll take it.
How many books?
Oh, I probably gave her enough books. Like, if you went back in the day when I bought them, over $1,000 worth of books.
They're the new gamers. Ripping people off.
Yeah. Is gamers that bad? I know GameStop
gamers
is
gone.
Yeah, gamers is gone almost as a result
Steve
of that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really? Like, we'll give you 50
I didn't know
cents.
They're
we'll
gone?
For,
yeah,
know,
they closed down totally.
When? And GameStop isn't much better for them.
It was a month or two ago. The story goes that basically the owner would take employees on a trip to Nebraska
Furniture Mart.
Ooh, but not fancy trips there.
Yeah, but he wouldn't, well, he wouldn't pay them during any part of this ride, and then they would have to help him haul and deliver, like, furniture.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was just
a douche.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I heard he was getting a little too close to the Clinton Foundation. So I had to shut it down.
Oh, no.
Well, that reminds me, Ambien does not cause racism. So
it doesn't?
It does not. It's been proved. Or has it?
No, it has.
Yeah.
Roseanne just sucks.
Exactly.
I can tell you it'll make you rearrange an entire living room set without you remembering. I had a friend that did
set
that.
Of what?
Furniture.
Oh.
He did this during the night.
Yeah.
He woke up like, what the heck?
Had an Ambien dream and was saying racial epithets while doing it. I'm just joking.
Oh, gosh.
About that last part. But
well, I looked at that clip.
That you were talked. Joking?
Just joking about me kidding.
Right.
Look at that Family Guy clip you were mentioning like months back. Where,
oh yeah, remember him? Remember Dan? And remember?
It's exactly like. Stop. Oh god. Well, we got a giant size show for you today. These guys didn't know about it, so they're gonna be here for 4 hours. It's gonna be fantastic. No, we'll get through.
We'll get out of here at 5.
Yeah. Steve's got.
I'm
a
leaving
movie.
At 4:30. So
Steve's going to solo tonight. Finally, jeez.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, actually, it's just me and Joey's seen it out of all of us, right? You saw Solo.
Yeah, that's the one.
Did you see it solo?
I'll pay somebody to go do that. Like, go buy a ticket and say, a solo ticket for Solo. I'll literally pay you to go to the movie to do that.
Steve's right here. He's going later.
Yeah,
he won't actually do it, though.
He has too much self-respect.
He's got morals.
He has too much self-respect to do something like that.
But the kicker is you have to snap your fingers and go,
I don't hate myself eternally.
No, I would call security on whoever did that.
Had them escorted out.
Yeah.
You know, nice. A permanent ban from the Jordan Creek mm-hmm. Mall. Yeah.
There you go. Well, we're going to be talking about Spawn casting today, Top Gun 2, Al Pacino, Power Rangers, Joker, The Crow, and some reviews, Solo, Ocean's 8. And then also just quick take from you two, Mitch and Joey, about Deadpool 2, what your thoughts were
okay.
on that.
All right.
And much more. So first off, I'd like to just say, you know, we had a great weekend last week. Wizard World Con, Des Moines, 2018.
Yeah, I loved it.
You're going next year.
I don't know.
Try to get him to go for free, and he's still in.
Yeah, how do you pass a free
He's
tickets?
Going to L.A., that's why. He's going to start his musical career.
Musical career?
No, but you are going to L.A. soon, right?
Yeah.
He's going there for the show. He's going to promote for us. And
nope.
Don't you know people there? Damn it.
No. Just leave a whole bunch of our cards in the bathroom. See what pops up.
Well, I did that at Wizard. I just left one card, though, in the bathroom.
We did get somebody out of the blue asking, like, if they wanted to interview him or something.
Oh, wow.
So
maybe the card worked.
I don't know.
Do we know who it is?
I think it's a janitor.
Some yeah. rando.
I was going to say. This is Ted. Like to be an interviewee.
He's sniffing the card as he's talking to you on the phone. Like,
oh, so nice. Is this Josh?
No, this is, what's my name? This is Joey. I will get you to Josh. Steve, phone.
Yeah, right.
Say you're Josh. But yeah, we were there. We were rocking some press passes. Pretty cool. Also some new t-shirts and passing out some cards. It was very exciting. It was a long weekend and met a lot of great talent, local talent as well. Dan Umpthin, he hosts the Doomcast.
Did you guys meet Momoa?
No, he wasn't there.
He canceled.
Oh, when?
Well, he was overseas doing The Crow, and then right before this con came,
ooh,
he exited The Crow, which we'll talk about shortly. But yeah, so he could have came, but he was on Instagram a lot, with a lot of alcohol around him, so I'm sure he's having a good time.
Well, because he was at a brewery.
Right.
But I don't know.
Well, he was devoted to the Crow project. Yeah. We'll get to it, but yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet exit. So yeah, Dan Umpthin, super nice guy, very talented. I've seen him for a while on YouTube. Capes Cafe downtown sponsors his show, The Doomcast. He interviewed Mitch and I, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
It went pretty well. Very exciting, and we invited him on the show, and yeah, he said yes. So in the future, we'll have him come on sometime. Also met a lot of cool cosplayers. Captain K cosplay was
yes.
one that was
sexy Gandalf.
Oh gosh, very funny hilarious. And unsettling at the same time. Oh, it's funny. It was good stuff. But yeah, he does a variety of characters and he stays in those characters the whole time. J. Jonah Jameson made an appearance the last day of the con. I recorded some footage of that and just put it on YouTube last night. So go check it out. It's really funny. It was a whole audience just like asking him questions. Like, it was like a real Q&A for that character. And, of course, you know, he would get upset about the talk of Spider-Man and heroes, all that stuff. It was really fun. But, yeah, he stayed in character. And we did ask him if he'd be on the show ever. And he said, yeah. So, made a lot of leeway this past weekend. 501st Legion was there. Star Wars group here in Iowa. Amp Energy, they helped us out a little bit.
They had
a nice little booth as you entered. Get some shots of Mitch, you got to share what they were giving them the whole cans out, and Mitch, you turned the can around.
Oh yeah, well,
oh God, this isn't good for you.
Well, it says organic, and then I go and look, and it says contains 0% juice.
Well, how much sugar though? That's what you jumped at.
Like,
oh God,
49 grams. We're doing well for ourselves.
But
I just had one.
And you guys, had how many?
Well, they were just like little cups.
You get little shooters,
little shots.
Yeah.
Good stuff, though. Good stuff, and it helped us.
It's a
Steve's checking his LaCroix. How much?
Yeah, nothing. Good. Zero.
Flavored organic energy with 0% juice. Good job, Amp.
Also, Steve spoke with Aunt Lucia.
Yeah, so got to talk to him last year. He was the cover artist for DC Bombshells forever, you know, just a great artist. Got a couple pieces of work from him last year. I got a couple more this year.
Those are great.
Yeah, they were really cool. And
Batman and Catwoman.
And then the other one was Batgirl. I got a Wonder Woman and a Supergirl last year.
Nice.
And so yeah, he's super talented, and the art is just phenomenal to look at. And he couldn't be a nicer guy. So it was fun. I just talked to him for a couple minutes this year, and Yeah, he's still doing his thing.
Do they do actual comic series for those, or was it just like
that? Yeah, they do actual comic series. And okay. He was just the cover artist. He had a different interior artist the whole time. But yeah, I mean, his stuff is very recognizable. You know, they made figures out of his stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty... He's done a lot of great work.
Yeah, there's a lot of great art there.
Yeah, there was.
Just didn't have the money, unfortunately.
Great artists, and, yeah, you know, I got a Longstreet Wonder Woman for my wife, because she liked, you know, she likes Wonder Woman, and...
She liked that
pretty
well?
It's a great painting, yeah. Oh, it is, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
She liked it a lot, so...
Yeah, they had a nice Star Trek Discovery ship on canvas.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that looks awesome. How much is that? And they're like, yeah, it's like
$12,000.
No, wasn't that much.
$1.
$1.
Sold. You're like, I was just at half price books. Boom.
My wife comes home and the whole upstairs is redecorated as a Star Trek room.
You're like, I know what you're going to say.
It's like you go to half price books and you take the very first Bible ever made. I'll give you 35 cents.
I just was like taken back, like $1? Like, do I fight that?
Right.
Like, no, I just want these out of my life.
Also, so. I like how you said, like, I don't care about money. We'll give you $1. Motherfucker.
Now I care about money.
Well, they teased me. Mitch and I got to see if we were worthy. We lifted Thor's hammer. This was like 60-pound hammer they had on the ground. Shields Labs booth had it. Dollar donation to attempt to lift it. I got to lift it with two hands, so yeah.
It's
how far did you get?
I got all the way up, but it's
two hands though, right?
It was like magnetic or something.
Well, it was just solid metal. And lifting it up was
super
easy.
Cool.
Getting it sideways was the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that you could lift it above your head and that was easy. But it was just getting it to that vertical.
It's the awkward
you
know, build of the hammer that makes it really heavy and weird. Yeah.
So Chris Hemsworth's either that strong or it's just a fake hammer in the movies.
Yeah. Both. Hollow.
There's no way it's
hollow.
A fake hammer.
Steve. His eyes just went.
Not the Target one. That's all like foam. So yeah, overall it was a great turnout. Really pleased. Wizard announced they'll be back next year.
Yeah.
So very excited about that. And I thought the layout was pretty good. This was Mitch's first con. He usually drives the stars to the event. And what'd you think, Mitch?
Smaller than I expected. I've never been to one, so I didn't know what to expect. I thought the people that I meet, because I met a friend there that works for the Des Moines Register, and we got to meet everybody in the row. Celebrities were amazing, nice, down-to-earth people.
Were there any wrestlers there?
No.
No.
I got to interview Nichelle Nichols. That was huge. Lovely lady. She played, you know, you heard her on Star Trek. Pioneer, I think first African-American woman in sci-fi. She had a, you know, great, important job on that show. She almost quit the show. Martin Luther King Jr. talked her into staying. So thankfully, she listened. Yeah, she was a delight to interview. She reminded me of, like, a sweet grandma.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she really was a sweetheart.
Yeah. Hard of hearing, but of course, they had the stage right next to her, so he had to repeat a lot.
He yelled in her face. What was that?
Shove
her
right
well,
in
what,
her face.
She's 80 now or something like that?
She's in her 80s. Yeah. I try to ask her some new questions that maybe she hasn't been asked before, but I'm sure she's been asked everything. So,
what was your favorite?
You know, they're used to that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What was your favorite button to push on the ship?
Chris
That's
Farley.
Not bad. Chris Farley. That was awesome.
What?
Isn't that what his character did on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He asked those two questions.
Nervous interviewer.
Paul McCartney's like, so stupid.
Remember when you wrote that song?
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, God, he's missed. Here's that interview.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I run a local podcast here in Des Moines. And so I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and I was really excited to hear you were coming. And,
thank you.
And yeah, just thank you so much for giving me this chance to ask you a couple questions. I want to tell you that I, you know, thank you for all the years of influence. And, you know, you really, you know, for my upbringing, it was great to, everything I saw on that show was just, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just taught you a lot. It was.
And happy and lucky to be in it.
Yes, absolutely. And we were lucky to have you, honestly.
And to be a part of it.
Of course. You know, out of all the uniforms you've worn on the show, which ones were the most comfortable and which ones did you like based on the look of the uniform?
I have an idea. I like them all. And they made them so well that you love putting them on.
Yeah. So you like pretty much all of them, and they're all pretty comfortable.
Yeah, because anything that was uncomfortable the first time.
Yeah, wouldn't last.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Have you watched any of the new movies or television series, Discovery?
On the road so much.
Sure.
And going so much, I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Much of anything.
Right. Yeah. I understand. It's
but
a commitment.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I think they've done a great job, and
good.
Their uniforms are pretty nice.
Yeah. Good.
Bigger
good.
Budget, but that's pretty much all I had. I really appreciate you talking with me, and I'll be back tomorrow getting an autograph. So
okay.
I'm really excited. So
right.
thank you so much for giving me this time.
The
appreciate
is
it.
Mine.
Hey, thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Enjoy Des Moines.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Bye.
Huge thank you to Wizard World for everything. Put on a great event. And yeah, we've had them here since 2015, I believe. So hopefully, keep them coming. Thanks to Jerry Milani for getting us the press passes. My sister-in-law, Jerry, she actually revamped her website right before the con for us.
Nice.
Because we were passing out the new business cards and a link was going to it. So we got the episodes like right on the first page. So go check that out.
Nice.
I think you'll like that. She's going to revamp some more for
cool.
us. Nexus 6, who made the cards for us, that was huge. We got a ton of cards, so if anyone out there listening ever sees us, just bother Steve, and he'll get you a card.
I'll get him.
Yeah.
No, don't even ask. We'll just throw them at you.
Yeah. They're very sharp edges.
Check it out.
Very excited.
And Get Personalized made us the t-shirts, which really felt like, wow, we've made it, even though we didn't make it. But you know what I mean? It's like, wow, it's on my shirt. It's all that matters, right?
That's me.
And Joey, did you try your shirt on yet?
Not yet.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Next episode, I'll ask you
but
a question.
Out of all the shirts I own, it's one of them.
I also like to thank my two brother-in-laws, Matt and Chris, for taking photos for us. And Russ, of course. It was great to see him out. This was his first event. Mitch, you want to mention your friend?
Oh, Mina? Yeah, she worked for the Des Moines Register. And
she doesn't anymore?
No, she does.
Oh.
No. At the time.
Okay.
You said worked, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. In the past tense? I'm sorry. So she works for the Des Moines Register, taking pictures and events, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she took me around, and I got to meet all the celebrities and stuff. And
Who else was there?
Michelle Nichols, David Tennant.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood.
The guy from.
A couple of supernatural people.
Black Panther.
Cato
Palin.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Winston Duke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cato Palin.
Who from Supernatural?
Bearded there was a dude.
Jim.
Yeah.
Beaver. Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby was there. Yep.
Nice.
Nice guy.
Could have went, man.
And then you for also free. Had Eddie Munster, the guy who played that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I loved Adam's Family, and he gave me this bad look. I don't get it.
The Babushka.
Yeah, but you got to talk to a lot of celebs, so lucky you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a different way of talking to him, still feel like you're bothering them.
Like threatening?
No, nothing like that.
It's like just, you threatening them. You
no, because I mean, you're coming in with a press pass. Obviously, they understand you want two things, either a picture or, an interview. And this is their livelihood sometimes. So while they're trying to be nice, you got to respect the fact that they would rather have paying customers up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I just want to say, you're awesome. I'm not getting autographed. You're awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
So, I got to shake their hands and say hello
that.
And nice to meet you and stuff. But
yeah, you got some pictures with them.
You should have shook their hand and be like,
you know who had the softest
lick
hands?
The palm of their hand and just get escorted.
Now, who was that guy from Angel that was there? Spike or whatever his name?
James Marston's?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I talked to him for a brief second and I shook his hand and I noticed two things right off the bat. Very firm grip and soft, pillowy hands.
Shout out to James Marsden's hands.
Nice job, man.
I know that's weird.
Nice job, Brainiac.
I get it, but
he's Brainiac
alive.
In Smallville.
Oh, that's
they were so soft.
Yeah.
Claire got a picture with him last year.
Nice.
Really?
Is he from Iowa? Does he have ties here
no,
or something?
I don't think so.
Mob ties? I don't know.
Yeah.
She loved him in
the
Buffy,
the
so
Iowa Mafia.
She was excited to get a picture with him. So.
There probably is one.
There was back in the 40s.
Yeah.
It was a branch of the Chicago mob, yes.
Woo.
That's badass, right?
No.
They threw corn at you.
Yeah. It was like a throw.
I have a
like,
lot of mob trivia.
It was like a throwing. Yeah. It was like a throwing knife corn.
No reason.
So who
is
the mob boss here then?
Sal Padone.
It's one of the Laconas. No, I don't know.
Well, I know
Mama Laconas was a front,
hangout,
was
right?
A front for front. The money laundering right. And stuff.
I know Al Capone helped transfer a lot of that Templeton stuff. And
George the Chili King. That's not chili.
There's like three families that basically own all the Italian restaurants here in Des Moines.
Oh,
or
God.
Maybe one.
Nice fan fiction we're doing here. It might drive their, you know,
and bebops.
I had a guy I was traveling with last night. He goes, "Is Bebops like Five Guys?"
It sure is.
You bet.
It's cheaper.
Is it like In-N-Out?
They use motor oil. No, kidding.
Good Lord, have you had a Bebops recently? They're delicious, but it's like you could pour out of your bag of meat a glass of just oil. It's just soggy.
The phrase "bag of meat" is so unsettling.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't.
Oh gosh.
If I added bag of meat with a bun, does that help? Nope.
Josh has a lot of editing to do.
Yeah,
here we go.
We're not even at
we're
a
barely,
topic
yeah,
yet.
We're barely yeah, into
we're,
a,
we're
right,
getting there,
the
we're
show.
Getting there. We're getting there, but yeah. After the whole event, I felt very encouraged and refreshed regarding producing more content. We'll continue to expand. We're going to get into video. Steve's going to be front and center for that. No, nope. I'm just kidding. We're going to blur you out. Or we're mob ties. That's why we're talking to the Laconas.
Blur you out and lower your voice.
I can do that, and I can put a mask over you. My software allows that. So
I'll take it.
Can you put an anonymous mask on him so it looks like Guy Fawkes?
Who's that? I don't...
Anonymous?
V for Vendetta? You never seen V for
Vendetta? Oh, the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes.
Don't quiz me.
Jamie Foxx's brother, Guy Fawkes.
Well, you know what the whole 5th of November thing was about?
Yeah.
It was about the TARDIS.
About trade goods. Do you want to quiz this real quick? A few quiz questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that.
So in the program, they have kind of a wizard, they call it a Wizard World nerd quiz.
Shout out. This was a great program.
Quizzard World.
So... Number one, what is the name of Harry Potter's owl? Anyone?
Hedwig.
That's right. Good job. Joey's on the board with one.
Oh!
you get a glass wipe.
I'll take this bubble wrap.
Okay. You get a business card for every question you get right.
Ooh, I might try
play from the hand of mouth.
I might try and get some wrong.
That's what I was going to say. No one's going to get any answers right.
Don't say that.
In Dragon Ball Z, who was Goku's father?
Gohan.
Dooku.
I don't know. I think that's wrong.
Anyone? Bardock.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow.
Had.
It's way off.
Yeah. I think Gohan was his son.
Mitch, this one's for you. And My Little Pony. What do they call the symbols on their flanks? All right. Question number four. How many syllables are in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
My head hurt.
Seven. Eight.
14.
That's all what right. I said.
Yep. Joey's not on the board.
We take that card back.
Take the one back.
What's Wolverine's skeleton reinforced with?
Adamantium.
Boom. Easy.
Josh is not on the board. Josh said.
What Pokemon has the most evolutions?
Eevee.
That's right.
Wow.
Nice.
What a pull.
I was about to say Abra, but
well
I knew
done,
I was
Mitch.
Wrong.
There's a Star Trek one.
Sorry, I started playing the game a little bit.
It's tied up.
What 1998 TV series did Holly Marie Combs star in?
Charmed? I know this one.
That's it.
Charmed. Josh. I get a card. I get a card. I already
Josh
have a card.
Gets a card.
I actually drove her.
How many questions
did
are
you?
There?
Yeah.
Nice.
15. Question number 8. In Lord of the Rings, I hope it takes Josh 12 hours to edit the show after waiting
it
for 62
does.
Hours yeah. to do the show.
That's my penance.
All right. Number 8. In Lord of the Rings, how many rings were given to men?
7.
9 for mortal men.
Nine?
You didn't know that?
I didn't even have to look at the answer for that one. Nerd. Totally.
Wait, did you say anything?
No. Steve's on the
board okay.
one.
That's the joke.
This one's super easy. Who played the Incredible Hulk on TV?
Bill.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno. Josh, good job.
I was going with the Bruce Banner guy.
He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Put me in, coach.
Bill, no, it's going to be a different guy. I painted myself green.
I got a little
muscle. He's standing there shirtless, looking like a little pencil.
Yeah.
I heard, like, Lou Ferrigno's sick today.
Have you guys seen Arrested Development?
Oh, blue myself?
Yeah, Tobias paints himself blue to be part of the Blue Man group. And he's like, yeah, I blew myself earlier. Steve, you would love that show.
That's awesome.
I've
heard it's great.
I haven't seen it myself, so I gotta see it.
The fourth season, they lost a little bit of their
magic.
Yeah.
They did a revamp, didn't they?
But like, so for the fourth season, they tried to like do something different, and it didn't really work out, and they kind of got back on track with the fifth season.
Okay.
So I think you should check it out.
Yeah,
are they all on Netflix?
You. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 10, another one for Mitch. What was the name of Angelica's doll on Rugrats?
Cynthia.
Hey, good job, Joey.
That was my show.
Get a card back.
That was my show.
Done.
Dang.
This one's another easy one. In comics, what does DC stand for?
Detective Comics.
That's right, buddy.
Which is funny when they call it DC Comics, because it's like Detective Comics.
I know, right?
11?
Number 12.
Oh, 12.
Which Star Trek captain has an artificial heart?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
That's it. Good job.
Yes! High fives.
Don't high fives.
Remember when Q gives him a real heart back?
Huh?
Remember when Q takes it out and gives him his real heart back?
More.
I do. No. That was a great episode.
What's the name of the robotic dog found on the TV show Doctor Who?
K-9.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
suck it, nerds.
That's a little...
Wait, I'm a nerd.
It's very competitive in here. what was the name of what was the name of the llama in Napoleon Dynamite?
Tina.
Tina, that's it. Joey's killing it. He's already won, but there's one question left.
All right.
In season 2 of Stranger Things, what retail chain did Bob Newby work for?
Radio Shack.
That's it. Joey takes this one all the way home.
Boom, boom, boom.
Nice job, Joey.
Here's 5 business cards. Go at it.
Now I'm not a loser.
That's a great slogan. We're going to use that.
Now I'm not a loser.
Oh, high five.
Irony.
Oh,
homeschool high five.
Let's get into some movies, guys. I know it's been a while.
Homeschool high five.
What's that?
Joey just high-fived himself. It was beautiful. All right, movie news. Spawn. Jamie Foxx has been cast as Al Simmons' Spawn. This is directed by, written by, screenplay by Todd McFarlane, creator of Spawn. Rated R low-budget movie, Blumhouse Productions.
Let's do it.
All right, you good?
Yeah, if they call it Spawn Unchained, I'll be super happy.
Revolvers
from like what? Django Unchained.
But you're
yes, cool. Mitch. Good job.
High five.
Homeschool high five.
We learned something today.
But yeah, and he has like chains wrapped, like kind of like Ghost Rider. But since that was a bad since that was a bad movie, he could be a good movie,
right?
So you're cool with that casting?
Oh yeah. Give him some redemption after.
A lot of people were hoping Michael J. White would come back because, you know, they're like the same age.
Yeah,
so he's probably busy, I guess.
Maybe I don't know.
McFarlane didn't want him. I don't know.
I'd like Fox to get some redemption after
Annie.
No, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh yeah. Well, did
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah,
electrocuting man.
Did Django Unchained come out after Amazing or before?
No, it was before because that was when like you know he was getting cast.
I've never seen the stills of Amazing Spider-Man 2. I was like, how is it, man? He's just you know he's like Josh Brolin here. You know he's rocking this and that and yeah. I don't know. He had some interesting quirks of that character.
Turned out it was like Josh Brolin and Jonah Hex.
Well, he really had a redemption there, didn't he?
Yeah, that's one thing.
He really redeemed Brolin himself there.
Reynolds did.
Brolin? For sure.
Like, we don't act like Green Lantern exists. Or
I feel like
Hex,
I feel like right? Brolin's redemption kind of came in Sin City 2. I thought he was really good in that.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I just didn't like how they tried to make him look
it was
like
all like black and white.
Owen at the end. I was like, dude, you don't look like Clive Owen. I don't know. That movie was messed up. But no, I'm a big Brolin fan, though.
He looked like Clive Brolin.
There you go.
Clive Brolin.
Interesting. So yeah, I guess we're okay with the Spawn casting.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good. Kick-Ass, Kingsman, Matthew Vaughn directed both those films.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Miller properties. They're going to reboot Kick-Ass. They're going to do a Hit Girl solo movie.
Who's going to star in it though?
It's very early stages. This is just like was planned out.
Oh, okay.
Kingsman 3's planned.
Thank God. So I love the Kingsman movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they find a way to bring back a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That world, they could do pretty much anything. Yeah. I'm still a fan of the first one. Like, second one, I liked a lot of the second one, but I just like that first one.
I didn't
like
how everybody died in the second one.
You definitely don't see that one guy die that stepped on a landmine. So, what's not to say that.
No, you saw him die
statesman.
For sure. He died for sure.
Bring him back as a robot.
Yeah.
No, don't bring him
back. They could.
No, be
they
dumb.
They could.
They should.
They should.
But what's her name?
They should and they could.
The girl.
You were so preoccupied if you could, you didn't think if you should.
The girl got out of the room, I think.
Yeah, she should live for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, who's you got to see these movies.
Oh, well, I thought Steve already saw them. So
I think he
kind of spoiled them for him.
Sorry.
That's
I think he tuned out while you were spoiling, so we're good.
Like, I heard.
Go see. Oh, yeah.
Landmine.
I'm sorry.
No, that was Mitch. Yeah, I heard Mitch spoil.
That's all right. I don't care.
They're going to do a prequel movie set in the early 20th century. So
first Kingsman?
Yep.
Dang it.
TV series they're going to do, and they're going to do a Statesman spinoff, which that's obvious from how, you know, that
pretty
much was a
Statesman
movie. Yeah, but
can they get Channing Tatum back, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what his character does.
I don't know. He's a little busy with Gambit. I mean, he might not be able to.
Well, he just got rid of his wife.
How long has that been in development?
Got rid of? Oh, my God.
Too long.
Killed her.
No, not like that.
I know.
What do you mean, not like that? Get rid of means... It's like, oh, thank God that's over.
Listen, Gambit's more important. Get out of here. It's over.
Anyways.
He made a mistake. That's all I'm saying.
Al Pacino joins Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's a new
Quentin Tarantino movie set around the Manson family murders.
Oh, who's he playing?
He is
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
They're going to de-age him a lot.
I don't want to.
This is an all-star cast, though. You got Burt Reynolds.
Oh, come back. What?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is going to be in it. Bandit.
Move this mic away.
No, I'm serious.
No, yeah.
I thought he retired from acting.
I think he needs money. I don't know.
His frail appearance.
Have you seen Longest Yard?
I have.
Which one?
The one that he's in.
With Adam Sandler?
I know.
Anyway, all-star cast. It should be pretty
well. They
pretty
just
cool.
They just brought in Jason
Marsden?
No. Cyclops from X-Men.
Oh, yeah, Jason Marsden. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and who's playing Sharon Tate? It's...
Margot Robbie?
No.
Dakota Fanning?
Yes, Dakota Fanning. Yep. So it's set... Basically what it is, I think it's going to be told kind of like Pulp Fiction, out of order. Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, one of them plays like an actor, the other a stunt double. I think they're roommates, and they live right next door to Sharon Tate. And so they're like, oh, she's having a party. And that's how we get entered in. Al Pacino's playing one of their agents. So I don't know if it's much screen time or not. It's going to be very interesting, but it sounds really intriguing.
I don't want to.
That's pretty big casting, though. Al Pacino, that's great. And Burt Reynolds, I'd like to see him come back to it. I mean, Tarantino can do that with these great stars.
They can.
Back. Yeah. Val Kilmer is returning with Tom Cruise for Top Gun Maverick. I know, I was shocked by this too.
Have you guys seen a picture of Val Kilmer?
Have you heard him speak?
His voice is gone.
It's insane.
Is it gone?
It's pretty much gone. He denied his cancer battle, which, you know, he's been battling for a while. I don't know if he has officially beaten it, but, you know, he's dropped a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks a little, he was pretty big before all
this.
Yeah,
like
so
his last movie
better,
was like MacGruber, I thought.
Unfortunately, it's like a cancer side effect, I'm sure. But yeah, I guess he was in Snowman that had Michael Fassbender in it.
Oh, I never saw it.
He had a small part, I heard, and they dubbed his voice. And I did watch a little clip of it. It's really not
good.
Because it just doesn't, they don't even show him talk much. It's like behind his head. You hear this. But the voice is so
gone.
It's like a voiceover. So I don't know how they're going to do this.
Like, you're my favorite customer. Oh, hi, doggy.
But, I mean, I'd love to see him return, you know, don't get me wrong, but I don't know how they're going to handle this voice. Like, maybe he got an injury and they're going to address it with the character.
Well, they just started
shooting,
so maybe he'll have time.
Tom Cruise, he put out a nice silhouette photo of him in a flight suit with the jet behind him.
He's just
pretty badass.
Buck-ass naked. Just...
just the helmet and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing a onesie.
The helmet's hanging off of his...
Well, Steve, I mean, because I was not, I'm not trying to say you're old, okay? Don't take that at all. You're a young man when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's say that. Top Gun came out. I love Top Gun. And I don't remember if I really wanted a sequel or not. But back then, was people like, oh, we got to have another one of these movies.
Well, the sequels were pretty big in the 80s, obviously.
True.
So, yeah, I mean, people talked about it a
little bit.
Wouldn't
have been far-fetched, probably.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Especially with Bruckheimer and Simpson producing. They did Beverly Hills Cop and all
that. Call it
but
Troop
Cruise
Gun.
Wasn't a big sequel guy, so, I mean, Troop you know.
It's true, not until Mission Impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the...
no, Mitch.
The talk kind of went away, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you feel about this now? Are you happy about a follow-up? I mean, I kind of am. So
I don't want
to like, I feel the need, the need to read.
Please open your flight manual.
Tapioca.
Yeah, right.
Can they get the guy from Picket Fences back?
Oh, what was his name? Tom Skerritt?
Tom Skerritt.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Mr. Mustache.
He's still alive, I think.
Yeah.
He'll probably be at like a retirement home or something like that.
I remember the day when you were a rogue fighter.
He's reciting.
Is that your old guy voice?
He's reciting Star Wars.
My
to
worst
him.
Tom like, Skerritt impression.
Yeah. Everybody, quick, do your best Tom Skerritt impression.
Well,
I don't have a mustache to like, move around the microphone.
He's a one of the I think the first Cheech and Chong movie. He was a big cokehead in that.
Oh jeez, what a diverse actor.
I know, right? So grounded.
How
he's
that?
Like, he's like, why are you idiots always doing that weed all the time?
Well, you gotta diversify.
Bunch of potheads.
Cheech and Chong were at a house where they're doing a bunch of drugs, and I think Chong had he got comics out, and he lined it up just to be funny, and some girl came by. Oh, I've been looking all over for that. She just does three lines of comics. She's like, ah, ah, ah. It's so funny.
What?
Oh, you gotta see it. You gotta see it. But it's really funny. Speaking of coke, Jared Leto, you gonna get a solo Joker movie? What?
Speaking of,
what
did
I say?
Why is he a cokehead?
I didn't say. You said that.
You said
speaking of coke.
Well, the Joker's crazy. I was just going off that.
Does he do blow?
The Joker may be crazy,
did
but
I
he's not crazy enough to do drugs.
Anyway, Joker spinoff finally happening
if
with Jared Leto.
If you like coke, you're definitely gonna like the Joker.
I read something that I don't know if is that going to be like is that official? Like did WB actually announce that or is it still just like a rumor?
It's the WB. We don't know what the hell's happening until we see it on screen.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately anymore, I don't know. They're throwing so many things out there. Ben
Take this
like
with
and
a grain
Matt
of salt.
Are going to walk on stage and announce five Batman movies.
Just force make out. Get ready for Batman.
They're like
Yeah, no, that's a slow clap.
Joey's like, high five.
Homeschool high five.
She got my shirt off like, yeah.
Your Field of Geek shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know they've been talking about a Joaquin Phoenix spinoff Joker movie with Scorsese producing.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Well, that's the thing. I think that might still be on the table. Like, that's how screwed up
this all
is.
We're going to have multiple Jokers?
I'm just like.
Also, it could have just been a cover up to throw bloggers off.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, it
what
could
a
be.
Horrible, horrible thing to do.
But are you guys for this Jared Leto Joker?
Yeah, because we need to see more of them. And if they cancel the Scorsese thing, then fine.
I'll give him one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was given.
Well,
a
if we got all that footage from Suicide Squad, I think we would have got an overall like this is his Joker because I think he filmed.
Well, Harley Quinn
more,
be in?
Also,
right?
You got to go. Well, I mean, yeah, she's going to be in like five movies probably.
But
you need to go. You need to go into the movie like.
You've never
not,
seen him?
What? No, you need to go into the movie not looking for Heath Ledger Joker, not looking for Jack Nicholson Joker, not looking for Cesar Romero. If they're like...
But it's like, so hard. It's so hard to disassociate with such great actors.
It's not hard, it's lazy.
Yeah, it's really lazy because there's so many... I mean, even Mark Hamill. People look at him as the definitive Joker, mm-hmm. but you can't look
for
at him...
For cartoons.
Okay, but you can't look at him and say, like, this is what the Joker is in the comics, because there are a million Jokers in the comics. Same with there's a million Batman, same with a million Superman.
It's like Bond. You know, every actor kind of plays it a little different.
Yeah.
You know, like Doctor Who, you know? I guess that's a way to look at it. Because, you know, Ledger was brilliant, and I still wish, you know, and it's probably, like, kind of controversial, but I was like, I'd rather them... recast someone to kind of mimic what he did, but, you know, obviously with new lines and stuff, just because it was so damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the alternative is some new actor will do their own interpretation.
Well, but then even then you get someone doing, if they did the Heath Ledger thing with new lines, you'd be like, oh, he's just copying Heath Ledger. You get people out there saying
that
too.
Yeah. I know. I just, at the time, I think there was so
happy.
Much plan for Joker for
no,
that
yeah,
third movie. It's
absolutely.
Like, let's just do it.
I think it's just like, and it's the same thing with like my argument for Gotham is that like you have to look at these as Elseworld tales, and you know, like the Alfred that they use is like the New 52 Alfred, where he's been in, he was in the,
he's
British,
modified. He's not, he's just modified,
he's been in the British Special Forces. He, you know,
you can break your neck.
You, exactly. Sense, yeah. He was a brawler, pretty much.
I like that though, because the old butler thing is so, it's just old. It's just, you can't do that now, it seems. I mean, maybe you can, but make it more interesting.
I think the Injustice comics and still have him like that, but he also beat the shit out of Superman in that. So
you're right,
he took the kryptonite pill that like they manufactured it to give you like superpowers and stuff. So like Superman kind of beats the crap out of Batman, and then Alfred is just like Master Kent and just nails him and just like
damn
kicks him a couple times. You're like, okay, cool.
Not well, bad. There you have it.
And you're like, I will eat the soup from now on.
Well, and this is just kind of like,
I have the tomato bisque.
Fantasizing in a way, but Penguin cast rumors have been out there for a while. Josh Gad, is that his name?
Gad.
He's been rumored, but recently Nick Frost has been kind of like more like fans, like, you should do this. And he said he would be down for it. I think he'd be awesome because he'd be like a brawler type of, you know, he's like a big guy, but he's like kind of.
Well, yeah, if you look at World's End.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He was kicking some ass.
Slap a bird nose and little fins on him.
But like, my ideal Penguin's not the grotesque one from Returns. It's the one from the animated series. And maybe,
well, they're kind of the same, but like,
well, they just gave him, beginning they were, but then I think they gradually changed him.
They just gave him like really bad features in the Returns.
Yeah, that's about all they. Yeah, well, and the whole thing about being raised by Penguin, I mean, that was kind of weird. I like the aspect of him being like the opposite of Bruce Wayne. They're both rich kids. But he's bad, and he just does. And even the take on Gotham is interesting. You know, it's,
there's so many of those that are good.
The
opposite of Bruce Wayne, like Hush. That's a really good yin yang.
I was gonna say, yeah, you were just looking at that.
Nice.
Just out this week, Nightwing versus Hush.
What, out of those two, or if you got another actor in mind, who would you cast as the Penguin? Because I think we're overdue to see a Penguin on screen again. Philip Seymour Hoffman was rumored back in the day. Of course,
no one if any of you have seen Foxcatcher, Steve Carell, they slapped his big nose on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, very menacing. If he, like, turned up the notch on, like, you know, the evil.
Yeah.
I think he could be pretty good.
Do you want to be a big Penguin? Like,
he could be, if they put a suit on him, or...
That's pretty much every version of Penguin, right?
I mean, Burgess Meredith wasn't really that big.
Yeah, they put a belly on him. That's about it.
You know, you mean big, like overweight big?
Yeah. Or some new interpretations is like he's like a brawler, like, isn't he? Kind of like he can kick some ass.
Yeah,
I mean, he's still big, but he's like me. I could kick some. No, I can't.
Prefer the comic Penguin, where he's more kind of a mob boss type.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
Is that background still like he's a rich kid, just like Wayne? Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's kind of like
I like that too.
Earth One, right?
Yeah,
Penguin. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of them was like weapons developer, sort of like Tony Stark in a way. But of course, he sold to like whoever. I like Nick Frost out of those two names.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Good. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I just thought it was interesting. Wonder Woman 2 gets a title. I don't know if it's going to be official. It might just be a working title, but it's Wonder Woman 84.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking place in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Jeff Johns announced that title last week. Chris Pine may return.
He was already on set.
How do you think they're going to handle
either that? Hallucination or like Ares or Hades is like messing with her.
Yeah. So you don't think it's like he survives?
I would like him. I don't want him to survive, but I would like him to be either like a clone or a descendant of Steve Trevor.
Right.
Named Steve Trevor. Because I mean, that's happened.
I think they did that in the comics. That,
yeah, that's happened in the comics too, is where he's just.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sure they'll do.
You don't think they'll do like a Winter Soldier thing with him, right? Or they like,
who the hell is Steve?
Well, like they freeze him and then they make him like a hitman.
No, his body was gone. Right. There's no, unless he, people are saying, oh, he jumped out. Well, it's like, Zeus could have
saved
him.
Zeus could have seen he would sacrifice himself like that and like, I'll save you.
I don't know. The timing wasn't really probably good for a jump out.
You're right. That was such a shock, though. You didn't expect that in that movie. And that I think
another reason the movie was great.
Right. And if you take that back, it's
I kind of
like,
expected it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, it's just like.
From the first scene, he's going to die at the end. I just know it.
I thought that from the first trailer. I was like, this takes place in the first war. How's he going to.
Oh, true.
Why else would she walk away from everything?
Right.
More or less.
Which they've kind of.
They can, a little bit. No, they can still have her do that. Like,
yeah.
She can still poke her head in every now and then. Because, I mean,
we're going to have Cheetah played by Kristen Wiig. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. I think she could pull it off.
The comedian? Actually,
Kirsten Wiig.
Mm-hmm. Is it Kirsten?
Kirsten Wiig.
Is
with
it?
Two G's? No, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Like, one G? I think it's Kristen. Yeah. Hasbro, they bought Power Rangers from Saban. More movies to come. More everything to come. Toys. Now, we don't really probably know if there's going to be official follow-up to the 2017.
I want a sequel. At least a sequel to the last one.
Yeah.
Do more with that.
Did you ever see that, Steve?
No, but I want to.
You need to see
it. It's on Amazon.
Is it now?
Amazon. Nice. This is sponsored by Amazon. They don't know it, but it is sponsored.
So
is
Sweeney Todd, and I'm going to watch that.
Like, I've never seen that.
It's so good.
The Tim Burton one?
Yeah.
So is that the last good Tim Burton movie, probably? Or
maybe.
Maybe?
It's also, like...
The late Alan Rickman.
I've noticed that it's also one of the only musicals where the songs are... Or the story is better than the songs.
Yeah. Really?
Because, I mean, the songs are...
Yeah, I guess they're kind of...
The songs are whatever.
Over the top.
The story's so good.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Did you ever see the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
You liked it, right?
I did.
I did, too. I thought it was good.
Did you love it?
Oh, no. This is going to get critical. I'm going to get the camera out.
I had thoughts about loving it.
Aw.
As soon as I was like, if they play the original song, this will be the best Power Rangers.
Took me out.
And they did. I was like, yeah, this is amazing.
But it was so... It disconnected from the original feel of the movie.
I thought it did.
But like, it's just like, okay, let's just stick this in for posterity.
Or like a remake version, or like a calmer, like Celine Dion...
Well, Celine Dion's song in Deadpool 2
was
amazing. Yeah, it sure was.
Go, like an 11. Rangers.
You need to bring it down to about a 5. Just
Mighty Morphin Power. Okay, that's bad.
Yeah,
we'll do the original.
Shut
song.
Your mouth.
I'm sorry. Like we were talking earlier, The Crow is dead again. This is like several remake attempts.
But he always comes back. Oh, you mean the movie?
The movie, yes. Jason Momoa and director Gordon Hardy, they left the project. I guess the deal wasn't finalized with Sony. They were going to start shooting very soon. It was going to be due out October 2019.
Maybe they didn't want to have the lore around the
But see, they
the
made
movie.
Sequels to the original. A lot of people are like, this is cursed. Like,
Crow
2 not
was
really.
Horrible.
My
well,
thing
they're
is
all
just,
bad. I mean,
my thing
first
is just
one's
like,
the best one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Don't make any more of these movies. I mean, you nailed it with the original and...
Brandon Lee was amazing in it.
He was.
And
fantastic.
especially the only... I never asked for this. I don't think anybody asked for a Crow remake. The only reason that I was in was because I love Jason Momoa. Mm-hmm. And now that he's out, I'm like, all right, everybody just stop. Stop trying to do this.
I think Bradley Cooper was rumored to be the Crow at one time. I mean, that's how...
No!
Well, it's just how many years this has been going on.
I don't want it.
I'm glad you feel strongly
about
it.
Now, is The Crow is based off a graphic novel? Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that still continuing somehow with a comic series or
anything
like that?
Every now and then there's a Crow series that'll pop up.
They've had movies or a TV show.
Yeah.
Shoot it!
Then it goes back to its nest.
Yeah, people throw up the comics.
I think the movies, though, nothing really has touched the original. Mm. I mean, there's been some good ones. Mm-hmm. And in comics, it's easier to make something higher quality. But... yeah, the original series is pretty unbelievable.
Hmm.
Is it all Eric Draven? Is that his name?
No, there's been other Crows.
Okay, so just like the other movies, there's other Crows, and Eric Draven never came back after the first one. But Momoa is going to be Eric Draven.
Did they ever do like a team up and be like the Crow Bros? The Crow's Nest.
Back when I was going to college, there was a big rumor... Eminem was going to be the next Crow, and DMX was going to be the bad guy, and I thought that was the best idea in the world until now. At the time, this is early 2000s, anything was better. They had Edward Furlong be the Crow, for crying out loud.
I could see Edward Furlong doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did it, and it was bad.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I bring my drugs on set? No. Okay.
I was John Connor. Do you get it?
Oh, Terminator Rise of the Machines. Fuck you. That was not me. Listen, Steve, you want to talk comics?
What you got?
Well, you had Michael Bendis. I don't know if you want to talk about that again.
Brian Michael Bendis.
What
did we talk about last time?
It was just what he was doing with the new Superman.
Oh, yeah. So Man of Steel came out, number one. So we saw a teaser with him in Action Comics 1000 and the last little story there, which was, you know, interesting. But Man of Steel number one came out, and it was phenomenal. I mean, it is it looks, feel, obviously it looks, but it feels like Superman's story. It was really quality. And, you know, you expect a guy of Bendis's quality to come in and do it right. And he really did. I mean, he just nailed it. And
I've heard a couple things.
Yeah.
One is that people are kind of mixed on him coming back. Has he been kind of like controversial?
Well, he's never been to DC.
Oh, okay.
And so that was a big deal. Him leaving Marvel after, you know, 800 years.
Right.
And, yeah, it was a big move.
And then did they bring the... Was this an April Fool's joke, or did they bring the trunks back? The red trunks?
The trunks are back. Man. I know you don't like the trunks.
With the gloves?
The boys of summer.
No gloves.
No gloves. There's no gloves. But the story itself was awesome. They already started introducing a character, you know, and it was just a lot of fun to read, so I'm excited to
Is it a continuation, or are they doing like an origin?
No, it's not an origin. I mean, he's Superman. Uh-huh. It's current day. But it's a great jump on point.
Cool.
If someone wanted to get involved. So Man of Steel number one, really good.
Nice.
And do you know how long like they're gonna do that run for? Is it?
I want to say that's a 5 or 6 issue thing, because he's gonna be on Action Comics. I know that for a fact. So okay. I mean, but I think this is kind of a special deal.
Cool.
I'll double check that, but I thought it was a 5 or 6 issue thing.
Sure.
But yeah, and then just this last week, a few good comics came out. Deadpool number one for Marvel. Very much on the movie slant, you know, Negasonic teenage warhead, isn't it? Which was pretty funny, their interplay. And then Justice League number one came out. Scott Snyder wrote it, who, if you know, you're a fan of DC over the last couple of years, you know, has written some of the definitive Batman stories.
He did the Court.
Yeah, Court of the Owls. Yeah, Court of the Owls. Yep.
Nice.
And they had a bunch of different covers for Justice League One. I got the Jim Lee Batman one, which was it's pretty sweet. And they have a black and white version of that too.
Nice.
What's it look like? Just describe to people. Sorry.
Oh okay. Yeah. So it's basically just Batman. It looks like it's raining, and it's Jim Lee being Jim Lee. I mean, it's dark. It's brooding. There's lightning in the background. Little.
You could just say in Gotham, and people would be like, right, oh,
yeah,
crappy weather.
Right. Exactly. But I mean, you know, Jim Lee's awesome. He has a lot of great art to look at.
Fantastic. So. That's beautiful.
And then Batman's getting married, for those that don't know, in the comics.
Are we invited?
The Joker wants to be invited, I can tell you that.
Oh boy.
Watch
him.
Right. So they got a couple Prelude to the Wedding issues out right now. Mm-hmm. Last week was Catwoman herself and Damian Wayne. Kind of a little issue together.
Mm-hmm.
This week's was Nightwing and Hush. And it starts off, this one starts off really funny. Batman, Superman, and Nightwing are all doing a bachelor party thing, you know, and then poof, you know, Hush comes in, screws everything up. Yikes. And, you know, it's a cool story.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was really cool characterization and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's fun to read.
Fantastic. Is there a line in the Catwoman, Damian Wayne, where he's like, I'm not going to call you mom?
Yeah.
Like, was there?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
And, he's very belligerent to her a little bit, and it got better towards the end of the comic. I mean, it was pretty, you know, both of these comics had some heart to it, you know, and the last couple pages here with Nightwing and Batman, more, you know, was Dick and Bruce talking. That was pretty awesome.
Is Talia still alive in this run?
I believe so.
Oh, Damian's not going to get away with shit.
Well, Damian's
Catwoman as a mom and Talia's a mom.
Damian's the villain in the Damian Catwoman one was Ra's. So,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty. That was intense.
Yeah.
So
I bet.
And he was wanting to kill Damian because Damian wasn't supposed to be doing what he's doing. He's supposed to be
right.
Elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I've been keeping up a little bit on like the wedding thing. Like I've seen, you know, advertisements or whatever. Do you think like? I don't remember the last wedding comic I've ever read, but do you think it'll be like a WWE wedding where some shit goes
sideways? I hope not. I hope they take care of all that before.
Yeah.
Or part of me is wondering, you know,
is one of them going to die?
Well, the whole overarching story is Joker wants to get invited, you know, and he knows all about the wedding. And so now Batman now knows in this issue that Joker knows about the wedding. And so, you know, it'd be interesting to see if that wedding just never actually does take place because of events. I would rather not see the WWE wedding. Superman and Lois Lane didn't have a WWE wedding. They had it was a cool deal.
For those of you who don't know, WWE weddings, something stupid always happens. Someone comes out and interrupts.
Right.
I think the Triple H, Stephanie one where they went and got married in Vegas horrible. When she was unconscious. And I'm like, oh my God, this would not fly at
she
all
was
today.
Unconscious when she got married?
That was a story of like.
Wow. Yeah, it's just a story, yeah. Next week's Batman, Prelude to the Wedding, is Batgirl and the Riddler. So that one will be
wow,
fun.
That's
to,
really cool.
Yeah.
Is Riddler going to the wedding?
No, but just the last page showed even a little bit different take on the Riddler. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
I'd like to see the Riddler as like the best man who has to hold the rings. He's like, the rings, please. He's like, riddle me this, yeah. Edward. I will kill you right now. Give me the rings.
Right.
On Deadpool's feet in this new issue, are they drawn correctly?
They're not. Rob Liefeld did not draw the comic, okay. So they're good.
Nice.
They're all right. Justice League number one's reintroducing the Legion of Doom.
Ooh, nice.
And the Hall of Justice and stuff is kind of prominently featured. So, you know, it's got that Super Friends vibe, yeah. But not campy or, you know,
nice.
70s. So.
Nice.
I've always been confused about, like, the different Justice League number ones or Deadpool number ones. Like, what makes them the different number ones?
Yeah, and for Deadpool, I just don't know enough, mm-hmm. you know, from the comic side sure. of it to know. But Justice League, it could be, like, a new team change.
Oh, okay.
There's times where they've rebooted just entirely because of the, you know, whole universe rebooted or what have you.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually it involves like a, you know, significant team change, that sort of a thing.
Because I never know like when one series ends and when one,
yeah.
Because you know, I mean, I'll look at Action Comics, it'll be like Action Comics 2300. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a little intimidating to yeah. jump onto. But yeah, I mean, there was, you know, that one's a pretty good jump on point too.
Cool.
You know, so.
Well, and just speaking of comics and games actually together, GameStop, they're going to attempt to sell comics now. They're, I guess, 40 stores are going to try this out.
Diversify.
Yeah, I just don't see it as a good idea. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, because it could hurt. It could hurt the.
Well, number one, those
comic stores.
Those stores, it's like, you know, they're so small and compact, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. there's hardly enough room to even walk around and get to the register, let alone,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to browse and look at some comics and figure out what I want to get.
And do they know, like, is there anybody who specializes in comic pricing? Because they could be like, yeah, we'll take, we want $34 for this. Like
yeah.
weekly comic, and it's like, I don't know about that.
Or yeah. I can see what they would do now. You have an Action Comics number one in mint condition. I'll give you $20 for that.
Store credit.
Yeah, store credit only.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I can get $2 million outside of this room? But okay, I'll take your $25 in store credit, no problem.
I just don't see it as a good idea at all.
I don't think so either.
I mean, they don't have. I mean, do you shop at GameStop much?
I only do it for like. Really big games like the Arkham series when they or like Injustice if they have like special
mm-hmm. Yeah, that copy you get a certain character or
collector's
you know,
edition
whatever,
stuff
yeah.
Stupid statues that I probably don't need but no I just don't
I'm like why
even
try
for
this?
Even like it's like get store credit it's like I can't get anything with store credit
yeah
I don't want this.
That's a good point though. Where are they going to put this comic section, you know? It's just
yeah right. I don't know.
Ugh. So game news, Bad Robot, they announced they're going to have a game division. They're going to be working on indie-sized and large-scale games.
Oh, that could be pretty good. Did you see the trailer for the LEGO DC Villains? And it's introducing the Injustice Society?
Oh.
I think, is that the Justice League from another world?
I think so, yeah.
So, like, I think the actual Justice League gets taken or whatever, and so the villains are, like, taking over.
Yeah.
But they're trying to beat the Injustice Society or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be pretty good. I love the LEGO yeah. games like that. So go check out the trailer if you haven't. I mean, it doesn't show any gameplay.
TV news, Game of Thrones prequels. I guess HBO has greenlit like 5 of them. George R.R. Martin is going to be involved with the projects.
That
for
just
one
makes
episode.
Him not work on the books anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, he's still finishing them up, right?
Well, you see the, did.
You yeah. see the Onion article that was like, George R.R. Martin assures fans that Winds of Winter are almost starting?
Nice.
That's funny. I don't know if all the prequels will be, but they're going to be different characters, of course. It's going to be set thousands of years before Game of Thrones. It's going to be basically like the Golden Age descend into darkness. So what are you guys' thoughts? Like, do you think it's overkill? 3 of you have seen the show. I have not.
I just wish they would have waited until after the last season.
Yeah, let's wait until after the last season.
I think they're just trying to keep going.
And I'm sure that, you know,
the money,
before we even see a prequel on screen, mm-hmm. the last season will be gone a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it's just continuing to generate the interest. I don't know. Yeah, I think they're. Yeah. I think they released that news to generate interest for the future and that sort of thing. But still,
I wish they wouldn't do that. For stuff like this, because you know they could just release a trailer and be like, "Oh, look what's coming!" People would be like, "Oh my god, this is insane!" Rather than like, "I read that 2 years ago."
But see, here's the thing: if you go back much further, if you're looking at history wise, I mean, they're in the middle century. Basically, I mean, medieval times were suits of armor. You go much further, and you're going to go into tribal stuff.
Well, I mean, think,
there's like tribes of groups of people.
Well, I mean, it's set on another Earth or another planet.
I know, so they could have still, if you're trying to add a historical.
It's
aspect.
A different reality, is what it is. Yeah, it's not,
that's just crazy. Five spinoffs, though. It's like, I mean, that's we'll great see. If it's really good, but. You know, they need time to crank out the material.
It's like that. It's like that Tropic Thunder. Like, five scripts were written.
Yeah,
four got a whatever, but only one got a TV deal.
That's so true, isn't it?
He's back again.
Who let someone the fridge open?
Yeah. Yep. Patrick Stewart lately was asked if he's seen the new Star Trek Discovery show. He said he hasn't, but he might have reason to very soon. So people are starting to think, does he have any involvement with the new season coming up? This is basically for me and Steve, because you guys haven't seen Star Trek Discovery. So
I wonder if we could have
who says fun. I haven't?
Have you?
No.
You haven't. maybe there's a fun time travel thing going on there. I mean, Star Trek always does
that. I'd
love
to see Picard back.
It would be sweet.
If they do it right, you know. Yeah. Marina Sirtis was just up there where they shoot, I think, in Toronto. So she was doing like a, you know, untitled project. So she was definitely on the set. So she may be doing something to it.
Can't wait to see Picard come back when he's all
old.
Live long and prosperity. And
I would hope to see the Titan come through like a time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we haven't seen Riker's ship.
Right.
Right, Joe?
Yeah. Titan.
I don't know. I hope it's done right. You know, it's not going to be like, well, you haven't gotten there yet. Right. Enterprise, have you finished
the more Joey
yet?
Makes fun of Star Trek, the more I make fun of Gotham.
Yes!
I wasn't making fun of it. I was making fun of the fact that I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Gotcha,
look at him retreat. Oh, yeah. Two trailers came out recently. The Girl in the Spider's Web. That's a sequel to The Girl with Dragon Tattoo. Which
is it going
to
star the same lady?
No, it's been recast entirely. David Fincher is not even coming back. It does look good, though. It looks promising.
Oh, you're talking like the American stateside Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Not
yeah, because they've already done the Sweden three movies.
The Threeden.
The Threeden. Yes, exactly. The trailer looks very interesting. Looks very Fincher-esque in a way. I don't know if he's producing it or not. Have you guys seen The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
I have.
The American version?
No, the American. Where is she? I saw the other one.
Really good. I really liked it.
It was great.
You said you did?
No. Is that the James Bond one?
Yeah. I don't think people caught onto it. Well, it's got the guy.
Oh, Daniel.
It's got Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
What?
Yeah,
Emma
as
Watson
the girl with the dragon tattoo,
the main lead too.
No, the new one looks good though. The new lady, you know, actress playing her. She didn't shave her eyebrows this time, so she doesn't look as like creepy.
Who's playing the girl?
I don't recall, but it's not Naomi
Rapace.
No, but, no. I mean, it's not the last chick. Who was her name? She's sister of
the
so-and-so. Mara.
Oh, Mara. Kate Mara.
It's her sister. But it looks good. It looks good. It,
what's it going to be called again?
The Girl in the Spider's Web. Ow. Hopefully it's a good follow-up, given that the whole cast isn't returning. But it looks promising. New Halloween trailer came out. Looks pretty damn scary to me. It's basically ignoring all the sequels.
Good.
But the original.
I hope it's just not as demonic as the Rob Zombie ones. My God.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
Well, the teeth is probably the furthest it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a scene where
I'm saying like.
Yeah. It looks really good. And, you know, I'm not a big scary movie guy, but I do like the idea of them, you know, bringing back the Halloween roots and doing it properly.
It's like Fast and Furious.
I heard the zombie, Rob Zombie movies weren't the greatest, the remakes.
I just heard they were just like kill fests. Like that. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of his horror movies.
I just don't like...
They're just too...
Like, crazy gore is just like...
Yeah.
Well, it's just he tries to go over the top of stuff. What was that newest one? 31 or something like that?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Just the dialogue.
It was so dumb.
It was like, cut this out.
There was only one guy that I thought could really play the Joker well, if he ever got a chance. And it was just...
Oh,
it was just...
Talking about.
It was a dumb horror laugh fest. Like, 31, I think. Mm-hmm. And it had this like midget German Nazi guy who was going around killing people. It was just so stupid. But
the guy you were talking about for Joker, he actually played Joe Chill in Batman Begins.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so
but he could do a Joker.
Yeah, he could do it.
There's a scene where he wears a lot.
Because Joker actually killed the Waynes.
Right.
From the first Batman movie.
That's exactly right.
Steve's like, no.
So anyway, this Halloween looks really scary.
Peel my face off.
Were you impressed?
Just like Joker did.
Just like the Joker.
Were you impressed with the trailer, Halloween?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah? Are you going to go see it?
I don't know, maybe.
Did they use the original mask?
Well, they doctored it up a little bit, but it looks good. It looks worn because, you know, he's in his 60s now. He's in his 60s now. Quiz, though.
He's got William Shatner's normal face from now. And
well, that was my quiz question. I was going to say, but everyone probably knows that. The original mask is a William Shatner Captain Kirk mask they painted and...
Yeah.
Did all kinds of funny stuff with
Halloween.
Yeah,
I'm looking for the Arbor Day movie. That's what I'm. Arbor Day.
You did really excited. Recycle.
Directed by Mel Gibson.
This summer, don't wear white after Labor Day, because there'll be blood on it. That's the tagline.
It's like you went too far.
Takes up the whole poster.
Nice. So it looks really good. It's coming out Halloween like it should. More to come.
I'm glad it didn't come out on July 4th.
Does that compete with It at all?
I don't think It's coming out this year. I think it's next
year. Oh, that's coming out this year?
Yeah.
Halloween is?
Yep.
Oh.
In October. Quickly, Joey and Mitch, what were your thoughts on Deadpool 2? Go.
I saw it.
That's good.
I thought it was good. I thought it was like on par with the first one, except it was a little more emotional. Like the last scene I kind of cried in, but...
And mom was like, you bitch.
Yeah. You know how mom talks to us. Verbatim, she said, Joey, you're a little bitch.
Slap.
Yeah.
Mitch, what were your thoughts on Deadpool 2? Go.
Amazing. It didn't...
Spider-Man. What? Amazing Spider-Man.
No, I thought it was great. The Celine Dion thing was hilarious.
Great song, though.
Yeah,
I think it's Oscar.
So many great jokes, and Steve pointed out that there were a lot of hidden jokes in there that I didn't even pick up with the tiny feet.
Yeah, the Rob Liefeld dig.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Now that I've seen some pictures of his feet drawing, I mean, they look like toothpicks, basically. Above.
They fall over a lot in the comics.
It's like if you put a radish and then you stick two toothpicks up the bottom, that's kind of what it looks like. It's just atrocious. But I was... everybody's here... seen it, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yep.
So can I go into
what is it?
Yeah.
Deadpool 2?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Peter, like the end credits, like the after credits and stuff, I'm assuming he's back alive. I'm assuming Deadpool's wife is still alive again.
Yeah, he's saved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and Green Lantern wasn't made, even though I have a copy out there. So
right.
Last time I checked.
Hilarious. Do we assume that the next, if they make another Deadpool, that all these people will be back, Peter? But the only thing that doesn't make any sense is...
He didn't save X-Force.
Well, or Domino's still around.
Did he save X-Force?
No, he didn't save X-Force.
Did he even create X-Force if he saved his wife?
Well, I think that world is so crazy that they're not going to even go into these paradoxes. You know what I mean? They're just going to like move
forward.
Also,
if they don't bring him back,
alive.
If they don't bring him back and like they don't do an X-Force movie, they trolled us.
Yeah.
By saying, this is going to be the X-Force, and then they kill them all in 5 minutes.
Well,
that's
they even did shots, trick shots.
Yeah.
Like Terry Crews beating people up and... You didn't expect that. Oh my god, that was good stuff.
Well, we get a
great movie.
It was
Zack Snyder edition.
Well, actually, I heard a rumor recently. It's probably a rumor. It's WB, so it's definitely like who the fuck knows. But supposedly they will release his cut if he ponies up the money for it.
How much are we talking?
I don't know.
He could do it.
I got a dollar from my books.
He should start a GoFundMe, and he'll have that in
Dude.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
If that's true. Yeah.
He's too humble to do that, though.
Yeah, he is. You're
he would,
right.
He would never do that.
You're right. But,
Joey's
I mean, you know people would pay for it.
Oh, I would.
Can you please take all my money, sir?
Right.
Why don't we just donate it in his honor to the WB?
Because they would just take the money. They wouldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, I would rather slap
like
each of those people in the face and give them any money.
Granted, they are bringing Body they brought them. They brought in new people, and I'm pretty sure they're getting rid of Sugihara soon.
Yeah,
isn't that the guy who did The Conjuring? All those movies, like he helped develop those movies.
Maybe, but he also is kind of a shitbag,
and he's also the one
who
said that they
Wrong
shouldn't
guy.
Do the no man's land scene in Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
ridiculous.
Of the newest guy, not that guy. Yeah, that guy should
Hamada.
Whoever came on board after the Justice League fiasco.
Yeah. Hamada.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Cool.
So, you and I saw Solo. Let's talk about that very quickly here.
Can't do spoilers.
Huh?
Can't do spoilers.
No.
Steve hasn't seen it.
No, not going to. I didn't do it last time.
Can't do it.
What were your thoughts?
I thought it was pretty good. I love Donald Glover, so what?
I'm sorry. That's about all you can say in a movie without any spoilers. I like this part.
Well, I was going to go into more, but...
No, go for it. Go.
You're fine.
Go.
Anyways, I love Donald Glover, and I thought he did a really good job as Lando. He, I didn't expect him to do the whole, like, accent or...
Yeah.
Not really an accent, but just, like, you know, how Billy Dee Williams...
It was like Billy Dee, but it was his own thing at the same time. Just like Alden, I thought.
Yeah, Alden was great. He had a lot of mannerisms of Harrison Ford. I don't know. The whole cast was pretty good. The villain was good. I don't think anything really bothered me about it. Kind of sucks that the box office for it didn't really do well. Surprising.
But it's like less Jedi pissed off fans.
Yeah, and I mean...
I was telling Steve, there's people on YouTube who are bitching about Solo, but they're not seeing it.
Right.
I'm like, don't waste my time.
Right.
That's dumb. Just go see the damn movie.
Yeah. So like, it's just like
just quit making Star Wars movies.
Just like if you like the movie, cool. If you don't,
yeah,
you can say if you don't like a movie, but then if you keep pining over it and like talking about it for months, then just I don't care.
Yeah. Can I ask a legit question with the Star Wars fans?
Why? You just did. Good job.
No,
we're Star Wars fans, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the big beef with these people like going on and just like thrashing certain actresses?
Oh right, yeah.
Oh yeah.
They, like, remove themselves from social media. I mean, what's
well,
the
people
whole
really didn't like her character, and
they liked her sister better.
You know, they try to
see your talk.
Yeah, they try to say like, you know, it's not because of her race, not because she's a woman, but then it's like, okay, then what is it then? Because I've disliked many characters, but the people behind them I don't hate. It's just like, I mean,
it's a job.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the worst Hal Jordan, but I'm not going to be like, you fucking ruined everything, dude.
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you. It's just like, you need to grow up. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in an outraged society, and until that changes, everyone's going to hate everything.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she'll come back, because I think she's great, and it's not even going to be in episode 9.
It's not even to the point of, like, everybody needs to be nice to everybody. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be nice, fine. Shut the fuck up, though. Like, we don't need to hear what you're going to say if it's going to be all negative.
And if you don't, if you are going to talk about it, don't be unreasonable and stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you haven't seen something, but you're going to go ahead and critique it, shut up.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
I mean, half the time it's the director's interpretation of the script. So that's what the director asked of the actress. And she performed exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, and actors and actresses do not write their own roles and then they mash them together in one film.
Right.
You know, and people take it out on the talent, you know, exactly. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. I hope she's back for 4 more movies.
I hope they make a solo movie for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose.
She gets her own movie. Yeah.
Rose. Same thing with the Joker.
A Star Wars story.
Same thing with the Joker movie. Yeah. Like, people hate it because it's Jared Leto. It's like, I hope they make 1,000 Joker movies. Just sit here, you cry every fucking time because you didn't get your way or the story didn't go the way you wanted it to. It's like, I don't care.
I'm just mad that goes down to the studio. They panic about that shit, you know?
They overreact.
They should just, like,
all
let
the
it
time.
Go.
Right? Yeah.
Keep moving.
Stand
keep
the course and, you know...
Look at these comics.
Go to
Steve's house for inspiration. You'll see all these comic storylines. Just make some movies. Shut up. Don't read anything.
Don't come to my house.
Okay, nope. I know. I'll probably take that address.
His address is Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. But yeah.
We live in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Iowa.
That's what our neighborhood is called. Do you know that?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called Beverly Hills.
Wow.
Just nobody like acknowledges it.
Yeah. Where's Melrose?
I'm
place?
Glad they haven't acknowledged it.
Yeah, no. We're the lesser known Beverly Hills.
Right.
Steve lives in Falcon Crest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dynasty.
That's cool. You wear like a tux every day.
All the time.
Like, come here. Oh, Falcon Crest? It's an old soap from the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh,
really fancy schmancy.
Oh, sorry. I was born when OJ was going through his whole thing.
I know. We established that before we started recording.
Wait, is Cato Kaelin on the stand? Nope. He can't be born
No, yet. Steve knocked him over.
Yeah.
Even back then.
You know he wouldn't handshake?
Fist bump.
Yeah.
You know what?
They're slebs, though.
He's not as but was he's it like not a... important enough to not handshake.
I don't do that.
Have you ever, like, seen somebody
Steve's
that's
like, boom!
I want to try this next
time.
Wait,
he does a fist bump? So, no. But is it like a soft one? Like, nah.
No, I want to do this to somebody that doesn't, like the germaphobe, where they just want a fist bump. Just but I'm going to take both of my hands and encompass their entire fist.
See, that's awesome. You know, yeah. They and you act like you're going in for the fist bump.
You spin your hands beforehand. Right.
Yeah, true.
No, I think you bring it towards
yourself. Sick.
And then gently kiss their thumb and then just release it.
Or just
Now we're blood
lick
brothers.
Their hand.
Yeah.
Like you're going in for the
Yeah, that's what you do.
Catch you looking you look dead in the eyes, you're just like, I've been his fly trapped yet.
Scaredy.
You got my wrist. I sure did.
And the security's dragging you up. You're like, I will like that hand again. I will.
God. He tastes so nice.
But getting back to Solar real quick here.
He tastes like the fifth.
You have a Toblerone.
What? Getting back to...
Solo. Getting back to Solo. It really is shocking, and it's not making as much as it should, because I really think it was written well. The characters had, you know, great traits, very likable. It was a smuggler's movie, had pirates, gangsters in it.
Ron Howard film.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Will we get Clint Howard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch the Back to the Future reference?
No.
Maybe.
So I need to look out for that?
Yeah. It's during the big battle at the end.
Okay. It's hard to walk on age.
It's all right.
No, but we're not giving it away. Yeah. We're not doing it.
Can I throw
He's
something out?
He's in the
out?
New Hope.
This is a... ooh. as an idea for Clint Howard, because I've always wanted to see
Coke.
Him. And Toblerone. I
and
just,
what?
Anyway. I want to see a Clint Howard movie. Just him as the main star. And I want to see him live a mundane life and just kind of follow him around for about an hour. And then
like
somehow,
a documentary?
Yeah. And then somehow he gets thrown into, like, he picks up a bag or something like that and there's cash in it. And then he becomes, like, this action hero that has to, like, kill people. And it's just Clint Howard just, like, laying waste to devastation. And that's the movie. And you could just simply call it Clint.
Or Clint Howard. I didn't even get to the punchline.
What's your punchline?
Mundangerous.
Joe, you should be a stand-up.
I didn't even get to the punchline, Mitch.
I know, it's still funny.
Laughing his ass off.
But I want the photo. Good. I want like a close-up of just his face. Just kind of either with no expression or...
And right between the...
Smiling off to the side.
Right between the gap in his teeth says, Rated R.
The tagline, it's mundangerous.
For those of you who can't see Mitch's face, he did a deer in the headlights look. So that's
off to the side, yeah.
Off to the side. Yes, Clint Howard is in Solo. Fantastic movie.
Yeah,
we're off track, we're off course, but we're going to make this damn run. Yeah. We're going to make it happen in 20 parsecs. 20 or 12?
12.
Sorry.
We overpromised.
20, that was the...
20 parsecs.
We're going to get there on the normal time.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, they handled Han and Chewie meeting very well in this film. I don't think you'll be disappointed, Steve. I think
I'm
you'll like it a lot.
To see it.
I didn't think they'd show a brothel, but that was weird that they both met at a brothel. What movie did I watch?
You peaked
best
my
friends.
Interest,
then
oh, yeah.
Best friends.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Is that part of Tommy Wiseau's singing that?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Tommy Wiseau.
Whatever.
Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau.
No, but
he's the new Confucius. Tommy Wise knows.
Oh, hi, knows.
No, but overall, it's a great movie. Go see it. The Falcon, it didn't disappoint. You know, they explain why it looks different in a way. Kessel Run scene's fantastic. Everything's just, it's great. I couldn't praise it enough, and I really do want to see it again.
Kessel Ron Howard. Sorry, that just came into me.
Screw Rotten Tomatoes, because they did a splat for this movie.
As what?
With everything, that's great. We're going to have a new system ourselves, the potato.
Yep.
Which I think we're still working on.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Still working on it. So more to come with that.
Can't decide if it's going to be...
Ooh, a tease.
Can't decide whether or not it's going to be a full potato or
mashed a potato.
Got to entice the audience.
We do. We
or
do.
Or tots. Tater
but
tots.
I think it's oversaturation why it hasn't made as much as it should, just because The Last Jedi, there's a bad taste from that for some fans. Avengers just came out. Deadpool came out. You got Ocean's 8 out now, which we're going to talk about very soon here. Yeah, it's just a ton of movies. It's like summer every month now. Summer blockbuster movies every month or every week, because I thought Deadpool 2 is going to run 2 weeks before Solo came out, and then I learned after the fact, like, oh, Solo's out next week.
Mm-hmm. Did Deadpool beat out Solo?
No, I think Solo...
Ew. Or what did you say? Oh, out.
Yeah.
No, I think Solo took it.
I have a Toblerone.
Solo was number one.
Why do you keep saying, are you sponsored by Toblerone or something? I don't understand.
Well, a few years ago, it was Little Chub by Jack Links.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Joey, you saw Ocean's 8.
I did.
Let's talk about that and how it wasn't as good without men in it. Go.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention. As soon as I saw the woman, I was like, ah, gross.
Steve's dead.
I'm listening.
No, it was in a...
I haven't seen it.
I am kidding, just for you, so you know.
Yeah, it was like the...
Josh has been more on fire than I have all day.
I'm just tired. I thought it was good because I...
You thought it was good? Go.
The heist, everything after that, like, the start of the heist to the end was good. But that was only like 45 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, the build-up and, like, the chemistry wasn't really there for the actors.
Artificial, kind of.
Yeah. Wow. It kind of felt forced for the team.
Like a prequel Star Wars movie where they have to like be friends and get to the moment. Yeah.
I don't know. And like Sandra Bullock, I don't want to say like they could have gotten a better actress for that role. It just like she seemed really good for the role. She just seemed like she was kind of bored. Like didn't want to be there a little bit. Mm. And it was kind of like taking me out of it. It was still good. It was like, I think it held up with the other... I mean, if you go in expecting a heist movie, that's what you'll get. Mm-hmm. Rihanna is amazing to me. So, like, her, I thought she was great.
Has she improved since Battleship, or did you think she was fine in
Battleship? I never saw Battleship, so...
You never did?
No, I don't have to.
You don't. Don't see it. I'll never get that time back.
She was really good. Helena Bonham Carter. She was really funny. Who else? I'm trying to think. Who played Hela in Thor Ragnarok?
Oh, Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, I always want to call her Claire
Danes.
She's
like the Brad Pitt in this movie, kind of. Like
yeah.
The second in command.
Yeah. She was pretty cool. She was like... kind of this straight face, like she gave like a lot of good deliveries. Do you guys care if spoilers at all?
Go ahead.
So
spoilers, everyone.
Spoilers. Don't go see Ocean's 8 or go. Don't listen to this until you go see Ocean's 8 or whatever. The cameo, the first cameo was Elliot Gould, and that was they're at Danny's gravesite because he's dead in this movie.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they killed him.
No, they didn't.
You're
I mean, well, that's the story. I don't know
how
if he's actually...
How far in advance is this movie set?
Death. I don't know if he's actually dead or not, but...
I don't care what they wrote. He faked his death. It's...
Question, though. How far,
you guys...
how far in advance are they?
So you're literally like, guys, shut up.
In the movie, how many years after the third one?
Yes.
I don't know. It's 2018. It said that he died in 2018.
Okay.
So,
okay. Go for it.
And yeah, I'm on the same boat. I think he might have faked his death because you never really see a body. It's just you see the he's in the tomb, or like it's not like a grass
mausoleum.
Yeah, it's a mausoleum. And he's in there, and you see Elliot Gould talking like he's like, you know, he loved you, blah blah blah. Like he didn't want this life for you, something like that. Because he knew like what job she was about to pull, because she'd been planning it ever since she was gotten put in prison.
Yeah.
And then. So, another a really bad marketing strategy they did was they put Anne Hathaway on the poster because she was the eighth one. Because she, and I saw that coming from a mile away.
Yeah, I kind of saw something like that too. Because,
like, they only had seven of them, and I was like, well, why is Anne Hathaway going to be in on it then? Unless.
Yeah.
So they revealed, like, they called her up and because she kind of figured everything out.
Yeah.
And she wanted to cut.
Oh, was she nice. Good in that?
She was pretty good, yeah.
I like Anne Hathaway.
She
it's a bad rap kind of, but I don't get it.
So then they unveil that like they were like, well, that the cut's gonna get smaller then because they thought they were only stealing one necklace. And then they go in and they unveil that they stole all the necklaces from the Met Gala that people like, because like they were looking for one necklace, which they did end up stealing. Mm-hmm. But while they were looking, well, the security and everything was looking for that, and they shut and they went on lockdown. That's when Kate Blanchett brought in what's his name from the originals, and they went and stole the other ones.
Okay.
They got away with it. Like they put them all in like a truck or something. Oh, Mindy Kaling was also really good in this movie.
Looks like a good cast, honestly.
It was a good cast. It the chemistry just seemed really like it seemed like they had to get going immediately rather than like building certain, you know.
Yeah, but sort of the first Oceans.
I haven't seen that in a while, so I don't know.
With Clooney, it starts off incredibly slow.
Okay.
It's a build up, but it's actually one of those
second ones where it really takes off.
Yeah.
It's one of those successful movies where they have an all-star cast and it's actually good. You know, you were teased with that a lot I was anyway growing up, like, oh, this should be amazing, and it wasn't the opposite.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11 was like the first one that broke the mold to me where it was like everything was laid out and it was successful.
Ocean's 13, by the time that they got done filming all three of those, it felt like they were all friends. Mm-hmm. And then the very end scenes when they're all hanging out seems genuine. Like the camera. So, I mean,
that was my only gripe with it. It just seemed kind of slow. But if that matched up with the other movies, then fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. It was enjoyable. I mean, I like heist movies. I just to prepare for the movie I watched, Fast Five, the best heist movie. Because they steal that big ass safe or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite Fast movie, actually.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool and really smart how they pulled off this heist.
So it's worth seeing then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I didn't even use my movie pass because like we went at a time that was XD. And they don't do XD, so whatever. But cool. Yeah, go check it out. That was pretty good.
I might check that out tonight or Deadpool 2. I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. I want to see Deadpool 2 again.
But Steve will have his thoughts on Solo next week.
Yep.
So very exciting.
I also saw Upgrade. Have you guys seen Upgrade?
Not yet.
At all?
What is that about?
I always do a terrible job explaining it. Pretty much, this guy's wife gets murdered, and he gets like paralyzed. He becomes a quadriplegic, and then he has a surgery on him. It's set in the future, like 10 or 15 years. Not too crazy. But it's kind of like RoboCop. Like, he gets a certain surgery that, like, he gets full control of his body, and then like he goes to one guy's house and tries to get answers. Well, then one guy's choking him out, and the thing's called STEM, the thing that's on his spinal cord. It's like, would you like me to take over? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I need permission. And he's like, go. And then he like swats his hands away, and then like does this like cool kip up thing, but he doesn't use his legs to kip up. He just like stands up straight bodied, and you're like, what? And then he starts like fighting, but the guy's face, who I call Tom Hardy because he's just a little bit like Tom Hardy, but the guy's face like is just watching his body do this because he's not in control. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And he's like fighting him, awesome. like stabbing the guy. And like he knocks him down. He's like, dude, just stay down. I can't do anything. And like he starts fighting him again. It's so cool and so well done. And
that's cool.
It's
What a cool concept.
It's a really good concept. My only gripe with it is that it's not the movie's fault. It's kind of like people's fault is that, well, one, I don't think a lot of people are going to go out and see this because it's just, it's rated R.
It's too original.
It's too original. Like that was one of my gripes for, I'll get back to Ocean's 8 in a second. Sorry. But that, I just remembered that. But also this reminded me of a Black Mirror episode. And I feel like a lot of shows now that have anything to do with technology, people can be like, oh, that's like Black Mirror. And I kind of hate that a little bit because it's like, well, I mean,
we've pretty much seen everything, basically, right? So anytime something similar, it's like,
unfair association.
Well, I mean, any dark story, nobody's like, well, that's like Twilight Zone, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, 8.5, probably 9 out of 10 for me. That was a really good movie, really original.
Well, maybe I'll go see that.
What RoboCop should have been. So yeah, go check it out.
But I did like aspects of that new RoboCop. I think some things were interesting. But I get what you're saying. Yeah,
it went the PG-13 route, whereas this one was R. And
oh, that's right. Yeah. Nice. Why am I going to check
that
out?
It also, the good thing was it kept a really small cast. So the voice of STEM wasn't anybody well known. So it didn't really drag you out of, you know, you weren't paying attention to the voice for so much. Anyways, with Ocean's 8, I was going to say, like, I'm glad this movie was good. That's great. But I wish we could get off the train of
gender swapping.
Gender swapping and start investing more in like female led movies like Annihilation. Nobody really went to see that. Like, and I mean, it wasn't super well, like I don't think in America it was out in theaters. It was on Netflix, but, like Annihilation was great. Atomic Blonde.
I liked Atomic
Blonde. Lara Croft, the new one. I'm blanking on
some. I get what you're saying. Like, make new characters.
Yeah. We don't need a female James Bond. We can get
or relative to Danny Ocean or all these things.
What was that Natalie Portman one?
Annihilation.
That was Annihilation?
Yeah. That was
Is that on Netflix now?
No. It was released on Netflix because in like other countries.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it is on DVD or streaming. It might be on Amazon. I'm not really sure.
Maybe hopefully Redbox has it. That'd be sweet.
Probably Red. You should really go see it.
I've heard mixed on that, but you're saying it's solid.
I thought
solid.
The trailers looked amazing on that movie.
If you look at like the poster, it looks like they're wearing Ghostbusters garb, so it's like, this is like what the female Ghostbusters should have been, because it's,
right.
And it's like, I don't know, I really loved it, and it was a thriller, had some really tense and like frightening moments in it.
They go into the woods, right, and the deeper they get, the more crazy
crazy stuff happens,
Nice.
Who's the girl from Hateful Eight? Jennifer.
Jason Leigh. Jason Leigh.
She was good in it, Natalie Portman, Gina Rodriguez, who I love. She's in Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's fantastic. I am absolutely in love with her.
Is she Jane in that?
Yeah, she's Jane.
Okay.
No, she's the Virgin.
Crossover.
Well, there's all these characters in that show.
No, yeah, she's Jane the Virgin.
It's actually a good show.
Yeah, she does play Jane.
Yeah. Tessa Thompson from Thor Ragnarok.
Yep.
She was in it. I think that was it. I think that was all four of them.
I think that's one thing to look at, though, with the Ocean's 8. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just a thought I have. With the Ocean's 8 and with his Annihilation, Jennifer Jason Leigh is an older actress, and Cate Blanchett certainly is too, and Sandra Bullock. So it's nice that these older women are getting parts too.
Yeah.
It would be great to have original parts, which Jennifer Jason Leigh is getting, but you know, like with Sandra Bullock and others. But that's great. That is a step forward.
Yeah.
Because you know, in the past, it's like once you hit a certain age, bye. Yeah. You know,
it's just the fact that like people are begging for these movies, and I'm glad we're finally getting them, but nobody's really going out to see them. Like Lara Croft did fine. Like I loved it, but
I heard it was okay.
I thought it was good.
Yeah,
but it only did fine in like the box office.
Yeah,
and if you want more of these movies, you need to go out and see them,
right?
Because like I get that box office doesn't determine a good movie, but that's what studios are going to look at is the box office.
Yep.
So like if we get Atomic Blonde 2, I'm fucking there to see that.
And we are too.
Okay. And like Annihilation, I doubt there's going to be a sequel. I hope there's not, because like the way they left off could kind of just be its own thing.
But again, make an original idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's...
Then that'd be a sequel. It's a new idea.
And I mean, you know...
I like it.
This was... Annihilation was the same guy who gave us Dread. Like,
cool.
Because he kind of like ghost directed it.
Yeah.
Even though it was like technically directed by this one guy, he was actually like behind the scenes.
I enjoyed Dread a lot.
It was, I don't know, man, just,
well, it's just it's odd though, because you have MoviePass now, so there's really no excuse for people not seeing this, other than if you got kids like me. Like I can't get out much to see a movie. It's just tough.
And I mean, it's like, and then you got stuff like then you got certain factors like, okay, Doctor Who. Now Doctor Who's a woman because Doctor Who's an alien, so it could technically take on any form, which is that's fine. I'm not saying that
that's needs fine to be with me too.
And like Rey in Star Wars, she's not based off any other character. That's an original character. Jin from Rogue One, great. Like, keep more of these roles coming. I don't want to see like a female James Bond or whatever. It's just
I get
like
what you're saying. Yeah,
like we could make, there's so many writers out there that have such good ideas. And we're just coming up with, oh, check out the third reboot of this like 80s show or whatever. It's like, I don't care. I don't know. That was my only gripe with
the trope is like, oh, this is just like this and that. Well, Star Wars was just like an old serial from the 20s or 30s or 40s. Yeah. Everything's like something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it gets you to watch both of those things, great. It doesn't hurt you if it's similar. It's just like, it works. And if it's entertaining, and you should support it. Yeah, absolutely right. Instead of getting like garbage, you know, like just stuff we don't need, you know.
So yeah, go see Upgrade, go see Ocean's 8.
Okay.
I thought they were both really good.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, guys, short episode.
For the one or two people maybe that listened to the entire thing, thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Thanks, no Mom. One will, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom and Josh, me. I'll be listening to it a lot.
You're going to hear your name in the future. You'll be like, oh, that's me.
That's me.
You think me.
Wait a minute. What? Yeah. You guys have anything else?
Next week's 100?
Yep.
Yes.
Stay
yes.
tuned.
We're going to have a cake. We're going to have a clown. No clown. Maybe
I'm
balloons.
Not going to be here then.
Jeff Goldblum's going to be here.
Nope. We'll have Ethan Murphy.
Yes. Yes, yeah. We will. Comic creator. Yep.
Slayton Ash. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet. And just we can get sloshed. Right, guys?
Yep.
With our energy drinks. Amps. Bring the amps.
Yeah.
Very exciting, though. Yeah, 100 episodes. That's big. Big celebration. So yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And maybe a couple episodes after that, Terrell Christie.
Sure.
Filmmaker. Won an excellence award for his short film, Spaceman.
Excellent. That's awesome. Yes. Cool. Yes. And we'll have other interviews to come. But yeah, that's fantastic. Looking forward to that. So, all right, guys. Well, we'll be back. I'm Josh.
I'm Steve.
Mitch.
And I'm Joey.
Take care.
Bye.